Welcome to the Wolfner Talking Book in Braille Library Podcast. Enhance your patron experience as you join us for the latest information, educational resources, and engaging interviews with the people working behind the scenes to ensure all Missourians may read. We are so glad you've joined us.
So hello, I'm Lori Brown, Director of Public Services at the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library. I am at the Power Up Conference 2024. It's always one of the best conferences for those with disabilities. I am sitting here with Michael St. Julian. He works for Rehab Services for the Blind. I want to introduce him. Michael, would you introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Michael St. Julian. I work with Rehabilitation Services for the Blind, and I am the Prevention of Blindness Coordinator.
Well, that's wonderful. What all can Rehab Services for the Blind offer to Missouri citizens?
So essentially what we do is we provide services to citizens of Missouri who are blind and visually impaired to help them live independently, to find jobs, and become a productive member of society or just an equal member of society. That's our ultimate goal.
Yes, I think that is something that everyone wants.
So we offer six programs. Okay, so we have our vocational rehabilitation program is our flagship program, and that is our employment program. That is for folks who are working age, basically 14 all the way up to whatever age they are. And as long as they want to work, we provide services to folks who are interested in employment. And they may need accommodations or additional training or things like that, and that's what that program is for. We have a children's program that is birth to 21 that really provides advocacy services for parents or just to help them navigate, you know, as they are with their young child and trying to help them grow up to be an independent person. That they also attend IEP meetings in the school systems and work with other agencies to try to provide services to children. We have our business enterprise program, which is for folks who are interested in entrepreneurship. Right, they want to be a manager. It's primarily food service based, but if you ever go to one of the cafeterias or snack bars in a state or federal building, chances are they're probably operated by a manager who's blind and visually impaired. We also actually have Fort Leonard Wood is operated by one of our managers. We have our older blind services program, which is for folks who are 55 and older. They are not interested in going back to work at this time, but they want to maintain their independence and stay in the home and be able to live independently. We have our Center for Braille Narration and Production, which is for accommodations for folks who are blind and visually impaired. They may be a college student and they're needing books or something like that, either audibly or large print or even Braille. And that's run out of the prison here. And that's a really, really good program that printed like 1.2 million pages of Braille last year alone. So it's a pretty popular program. And then we have our, let me make sure I'm not missing anything. My program, of course, is the Prevention of Blindness program, which is a program that provides services for folks who are medically indigent. They have very low income. They do not have any private insurance. They don't have Medicaid or Medicare. And they are needing eye medical services really primarily on an emergency basis, such as things like maybe they have a cataract that needs to be removed, or they need injections because they have diabetes, or they have glaucoma and they have a very, very severe problems with that. I think that's everything. I don't think I've, yeah.
Wow, that covers a lot.
Independent living. Yeah, we have independent living. Yes. We have our independent living program, which is similar to our older blind services, except it's for folks who are below the age of 55, but they are not interested in going to work for whatever reason. So, yep.
I want to hear, and you're going to have to give me the name of it, okay, more about what the prison people print for you. We have a lot of questions that come through us about textbooks from schools, colleges, universities. Could you tell us more about the program where you have Braille printed for you?
So essentially, once we are aware that a person is a student and they need those services, right? They need those things to be able to get their books in time on time and be able to operate in the classroom and participate just like everybody else does. If they get that information over to our coordinator of that program, her name is Mary Mosley. If they get that information over to her, she can provide that to the folks at the prison. And they can put it in just about any format you think of, right? I mean, we're talking about not just text, but like pictures. Let's say you have PowerPoints that are needed, or you need graphical representations that can be put in an accessible format. They can do that. I've seen them do some really, really cool things that you would think, wow, how are you able to make that accessible for a person? So they do that primarily for those students. It's going to be for free, but it's also available to other folks who have, you know, an interest in that. Let's say you're a restaurant and you want to make your menus accessible. Then you can contact them and she can provide that as a service. There is a cost to it. There's a catalog that's off of our website that will tell you how much it is, but we try to keep those costs at a minimum. Now, that program is run out of the prison, as I said, and it's probably the premier, if you will, work program there for folks who really want to give back. It is highly, highly sought after, you know, those jobs in that particular program. So
that's great. It works well for both sides, you know.
It
works
does.
Well for them and for the folks out here that are visually impaired.
Well, the inmates that are operating the program, they actually really, really take this program to heart. They do a really good job. They take a lot of pride in their work, and the product is excellent. I've used them myself because when I go to trainings or things like that, they've provided them in large print for me, and I've also seen the Braille versions, and they're really just very high quality.
That's great to hear, and it's great for those that ask us these questions. Now we have something to tell them, an answer for them.
Yeah, and all you got to do is just call our 800 number, 1-800-592-6004, there's a menu option there for the Center for Braille Narration.
Okay. Well, thank you for the information. I appreciate you sitting with us, and we send people your way, and you send lots of folks our way.
I use Bard myself on my phone, so like right now I got way too many books on there. It's the problem, you know, but you know that you always have too many books, so little time.
Yeah, I think that's how we all feel. Okay, well, thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you again, Michael, for taking the time to sit down with Lori at this year's Power Up Conference to discuss the services and programs provided by Rehabilitation Services for the Blind. You can contact Rehabilitation Services for the Blind at 800-592-6004. Again, that's 800-592-6004. Thank you again, Michael, for all that you and Rehabilitation Services for the Blind do for our patrons and all blind Missourians. Thank you for listening to the Wolfner Talking Book and Braille Library podcast. For further inquiries on this episode, or for library service needs, you may contact us toll-free at 1-800-392-2614. By email at wolfner@sos.mo.gov, or visit us online at www.sos.mo.gov/wolfner.